The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Part of the Answer, the show that gives you a peek into the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business, community, and political leaders. You'll hear the success stories behind their organizations and hear their vision for impacting Chicagoland and Illinois. No sound bites, no spin, just an authentic conversation about how they're making a difference in their community through their organization. Now, here's your host, Dan Ehrman.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Part of the Answer on AM 560. I'm Dan Ehrman, joined today by the founder of 120 Life, Ira Antelis. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Great to meet you, and thanks for having me.
Well, you partner with AM 560 and share about your product. But before we get into 120 Life and what you guys are all about, I want to talk about kind of who you are, what your background is. You have not always been a purveyor of 120 Life.
That's right. It's one of the more unlikely stories maybe that you'll hear. My life had been or has been in music. So for me, that was spending most of my life writing music for television commercials, such as Be Like Mike for Gatorade, or What You Want Is What You Get at McDonald's Today, and different pop artists ranging from Mark Anthony to Patti LaBelle I would write songs for.
So let's talk about that a little bit. One doesn't just stumble into starting in that. What was kind of that driver in music for you? Did that start when you were a kid, or...
You know, it's interesting. My if you ask my mom, you know, the crib was by the piano, so she would swear that I was playing music since I was could stand.
Wow!
But the crib was by the piano, and early on, she did take me for lessons, and I just fell in love with music, and ended up doing many things, whether it was playing piano for the assemblies, music directing shows. And when I went to college, very lost, trying to figure out, a path in life. And I ended actually up thinking that maybe I could write music. And that's sort of what started it. And eventually, through a family friend, I was able to get into writing music for commercials, which sort of allowed me to do other things because it sort of paid the bills.
So in terms of writing music, was there a particular genre when you first kind of ventured into that, even before commercials, that kind of appealed to you and you had like a particular sensibility toward like a genre of music or a style?
You know, back then, because we're talking, I think, in the 80s, there was sort of a jingle sound. So writing music for commercials, that it was sort of very specific that... not Snap, Crackle, Pop, but it was a jingle sound. But when I came to Chicago, because I'm originally from New York, I met a man named Steve Schaefer, and we became music partners. And Steve was really into records. So every day we would sort of be like somebody else. So one day we would do music, and it might have a sound like Janet Jackson, or it might, it might be Reba McEntire. It depended on the day, and then clients really changed then too. So it used to be they would come in and say, write music for a commercial. But then they were like, no, we heard this song on the radio. We want you to do something like this, and it really changed the sort of jingle industry. And we were at the forefront of it.
So when you think of a jingle, that's a quick snippet of sound. That isn't something that allows you to develop a whole lot as a composer, and yet you still want to tell a story with a song, in a sense. How did you approach that of being able to make a quick impact with that sound?
You know, what's interesting about that is they give you so you're writing the music, but the advertising agency is supplying the lyrics. So many of the times, it's that little hook. So you don't really have a lot of time. When I started, there were 60 seconds. And then it went to like 30, and then it went to 15, you know, and then, and now it's like 10 and 5, you know, anything goes. So you sort of learn to really craft, like, innately, if you had a piano right here, I could sit down and write something, and it would, if you timed it, it would be 30 seconds. Mm. Because I've done it, you know, hundreds or if not thousands of times, you get used to that format. So you sort of know, like, okay, the verse is two lines, and then I got to get to the point. And then most of the time, they also have speaking, so it's like you have like a intro music, then someone just say, you know, whatever the dialogue would be, and then you have the catchphrase. So you get used to that the hook of the song.
Sometimes in music, they talk in theory about Miles Davis talked about my music is in the silence, and that idea of creating that dead space in order for the impact to flow out of the music in a 30-second jingle, like, do you have space to make that happen, or what is that?
You know, I think I had a lot more space when they'd say, okay, just write 30 seconds of music, and there was no, and again, I would write a lot of music that had singing to it, but I think I had a lot more to explore if they were saying, just compose music like George Winston or what, like that.
Yeah.
I think emotionally you can go there. With lyrics, sometimes it's very defined, like you got to get to this point, or it might have been for McDonald's or Allstate or whatever, and then you got to, you know, you're in good hands with Allstate, you know, you got to get there. So when you are able to have 30 seconds of just music, you could actually do something.
Interesting. Well, there's so much of mathematics we talked about off air of mathematics that goes into composition, and there's a lot of parallels in math and in music and in the rhythms and the flow of that. And, you know, for you, as you founded 120 Life, I imagine that mathematical background came in handy as you were putting together something that would address blood pressure and as a medication.
You know, so it's interesting. I never really thought of it that way, but it's probably true because, you know, the story behind 120 Life, and as I tell many people, I've never spent any time in the kitchen because, God forbid, I would have a foot of my wife's counter because she would kick me out. And then I had a really dire situation with my blood pressure. Mm. And I was given literally a 3-week period to get it down.
Wow.
Because there was another health issue. And they're like, if you don't get this down in 3 weeks, we're going to have to operate. It was simple. Dr. Lowellstein, who's the chairman of cardiology at Loyola, a good friend of mine, that's what he said to me.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, I got to figure this out, knowing nothing, zero, about high blood pressure, except that what many of your listeners and many people know is like, okay, well, if you have high blood pressure, it can cause a stroke. But if you ask many people, well, what is high blood pressure, they probably could not answer that, most.
Right.
I couldn't. So I figured it out by just reading everything I could. And over the time, the story was I would read about all of these things that would help to lower your blood pressure. So I would read something that says, and this will go back to the mathematical musical point. It would say, well, if you drink pomegranate juice for 6 weeks, it'll lower your blood pressure by, eight points. Mm. Or if you drank beet juice, it would lower your blood pressure a certain percentage. So what's interesting to me, one day I'm like, so back to the math, I'm like, wow, mathematically, if I start adding all these things together, if you had all of these six things I had been reading about put together, it would add up, you know, it could be 40% of drop in your blood pressure, knowing that that was pretty unlikely. And I said, I'll just go buy it, assuming somebody had my idea already, because, you know, everybody has ideas, but most people will find that they've been taken. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go online and I'll buy high blood pressure drinks. Mm. And I went online and there was nothing. So nothing. I mean, I searched and searched for months. And one morning, I think it was a Sunday morning, my wife said, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to read about buy all these things I've been reading about. And proportionately, I've got in my mind how I'm going to do this, put it together.
Wow.
And I'll create a drink. And at that point, I think she wanted to admit me because she was... She's like, you're going to do what? And I don't know if she wanted to laugh or cry because she's like, well, what do you know about, you know, you do music. This is your life. And I just had this. So I went to the store, I bought everything, and back to the math, I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have this, and we'll figure out the proportions. So it sort of played a little bit into that musical math thing when I was developing the drink.
Well, today the drink is out there, and,
yeah,
and a lot of people use it to help control their blood pressure. 120life.com is yep, your website, and how people can purchase it, find out more about it. So take us through a little bit of, you know, is this worked out for you? What was the impact as you went back to the doctor when you took this drink? Were they surprised at the impact that it had on your blood pressure?
Well, what happened was, back to Dr. Lowell Steen, I actually brought during this process, I brought him my blood pressure lowered in 3 weeks, mostly because I did some other things. But then I developed the drink and I brought it to him. So my blood pressure had already gotten somewhat normal. Mm. And he was like, this can work. And
wow,
that, and then being in music, a friend of mine said, he knew a music producer who had extremely high blood pressure. And at that time, I thought, okay, if you had high blood pressure, I was looking for people, I will make you like a 128-ounce jug that would last you 2 weeks and say, drink 8 ounces a day and see how it helps. And a friend said, my friend was Lonnie Bonds, and he said, can you make this for Tree Turner? It was his friend, a music producer, who had off the charts high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure. So I went home, made 128 ounces, and I was doing a music project. So I went to Las Vegas, and I was working on the music. And 3 days later, I got a call from this person, Tree Turner, and he said, "You won't believe it. My blood pressure dropped 50 points."
Whoa!
I went to the doctor, and they couldn't figure this out. And that was the moment I was like, "Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm taking this to the market," knowing that it would not work 100% of the time, but it can really, really set people on the path. And I've had many stories. Ken Blaze from Chicago, same thing.
Well, we'll be right back after this, talking about 120life.com and the impact on blood pressure and the launch of your business here on Part of the Answer on AM 560. I'm Dan Herman.
We now return to Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, with your host, Dan Erman.
Welcome back to Part of the Answer on AM 560. I'm Dan Erman, joined today by Ira Antelis. He's the founder of 120life.com. And Ira, we've been talking a little bit about your background in music, and you've wrote all these jingles from like the Gatorade jingle and lots of stuff starting back in the 80s. And that, you know, with your own personal kind of bout with needing to lower blood pressure, you did all this research and found some juices and other ingredients,
yes,
that really would have a material impact for a lot, yeah, of people for blood pressure. And whether it be, you know, just friends that you knew that you started taking this concoction and they tried it out and you saw a huge impact for some of your friends. But, you know, to launch 120 Life, I want to get into talking about the impetus, but before for starting a business. But before that, if you haven't already, 120life.com, 120life.com. And for your first order, you can get 10% off with the promo code Dan,
yes,
on that. So that's typically for Dan Proft. I'm Dan Erman here on,
right,
on Part of the Answer. But that promo code Dan will get you 10% off.
That's
but,
right.
Ira, as you launched 120 Life and went from kind of this thing that friends were checking out, I imagine to then go to producing this and making it a business, there's a whole other world to,
yes,
all that. Talk about that kind of, I imagine, part struggle and just that process.
You know, through my history of being in Chicago, I'm from New York, and advertising and records, I always say I'm sort of like the sixth degree of separation. Mm-hmm. I just know somebody that knows somebody. So early on, I'm like, okay.
You're from New York, but in Chicago, you know a guy. It's, there you go.
That's right. So I was like, okay, I have to figure this out. Like, I can't make the drink in my kitchen for a lot. It just, right, wasn't working. Besides, it was annoying my wife to, like, you know, use her counter. So I learned that, I actually had one of my assistants. I'm like, just find me how to make this drink. I knew nothing. And then I learned, okay, so people called co-packers make these drinks, whether it be Coca-Cola or whatever. And we found one, and the one we found not only made the drink, I was able to get, because of my advertising background, I had the labels made, the designs, and sure enough, we were able to find somebody to make it and put it out there. And that's how we started. So what I learned
Did you have to secure, like, patents or trademarks or anything like that?
So we have a trademark on it, and it's called a patent pending. And I knew the legalities behind it because through advertising music, you're dealing with lawyers all the time. So I understood a lot of this. But I thought it naively, I'm like, wow, we'll put this out there. Nobody has done it. And it's actually, to this day, 4 years later, we're still the only ones. And hopefully in the real world, somebody will come along, like a big company, and say, hey, we want to partner with you or take you over.
Yeah.
It didn't work that way. But the truth is, it's been one of the most fulfilling experiences of my life. Because when people email you and say, you know, you've helped to save my life, that's what people say. Because what we know is this, that if you have high blood pressure, that your odds will increase for having a stroke, having heart disease, having a heart attack, vision loss, kidney issues. But if you could lower it, all of a sudden your odds decrease that you will have that. So this is something that people can fix. Most people can really change. And I preach this all the time. This is a disease that can be dealt with maybe at home, by your diet and some basic things. And by doing that, you could really save your life. So any piece of music I've written is great, and it's still my love and passion. But having people change their changing people's lives, it's unparalleled.
That's huge. So, you know, to launch into 120 Life and to develop that, and it's incredible, too, that something like music would put you in proximity to so many other professionals who could help you really take this business and get it off the ground. And it wasn't endless searching for, okay, who does what, but you already knew a lot of folks in those worlds. That must have been such a great asset for you to have that network.
Well, it was a great asset. And then I had to get them over the fact, like, look, I really want to do this. Because they were like, why do you want to do this? And I'm like, well, there's 110 million people in the United States that have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
About 10 million people worldwide a year die from high blood pressure. So there is a massive audience out there, and it was convincing some people that I'm going to do this and raise the money to begin this. And I learned everything I could learn to teach people about it. At some point, you know, when you're persistent, people come on. At some point, they realize, okay, they're not going to talk me out of it. My wife wasn't going to talk me out of it. My son wasn't going to talk me out of it. My daughter, I'm doing this. You might think I'm crazy. I know. Because people are like, what do you know about this? Like, you've done music your whole life. You've had, you know, a great degree of success there. You know nothing. I said, yeah, but I know that everything I have read factually, the studies show that these six ingredients can lower your blood pressure. And by putting together, I believe you're just going to increase the odds that can do that. And that's how, you know, that's how it started.
So let's talk about those six ingredients. First of, what are those six?
Sure. So there's beets, there's pomegranate juice, there's hibiscus tea, there's cranberry juice, tart cherry juice, and a friend of mine who's a nutritionist who I brought on board, a lifelong friend, she said, we have to add magnesium. And those are the six ingredients. And there are reasons, a lot of those ingredients parallel medication. So I'll give you an example.
Well, before we jump into that, I want to get to that. But I also want for folks who haven't heard from Ira and tell us before at 120life.com to know you have a chance to be able to purchase those and get 10% off. Use the promo code Dan at 120life.com. And you even have a special offer.
So we have a guarantee. If you want to try 120 Life, and after 2 weeks you are unhappy for any reason, if you don't like the way the bottle looks, just email me, or I answer every email and every call. That's sort of my job at the company. I have a CEO running it, but I deal with the people. And I'll give you your money back. Yesterday, somebody on Facebook said, well, I tried it, and I'm unhappy. And, you know, and I posted right back, okay, I'm refunding your money as we speak. I think they were shocked. I'm like, that's what we guarantee.
That's awesome.
But if you try it and it helps, imagine that.
Well, and then it's an invaluable investment in a world where, you know, people are spending thousands of dollars a year for medications and even more for surgery and, you know, all the impact and potential mortality, you know, on the line with a disease like high blood pressure. And so, you know, you talk about here's those six ingredients with that. Tell us, you know, why these six that, you know, what went into that?
So the six that I chose, I was reading about a lot of stuff, but in my mind, I'm starting to think, okay, pomegranate juice, beet juice, they sort of look alike. I'm like, now olive leaf extract, which is very good to lower blood pressure, would not fit into this group. So I even though I liked it to help lower blood pressure, I couldn't put it in the drink. Mm. But when you look at the tart cherry, cranberry, they're all red. They all look the same. I'm like, they should work together. And to me, it's almost like putting a piece of music together. You got the cello, you got the bass, you got the piano. You know they will work together. You know, and I sort of in my mind, okay, these could work together, and that was the idea. And each of them had a different reason they worked, actually, because I studied a lot of this.
Well, even in sourcing those products, I imagine a lot of research went into almost the purity of that and how you went. Tell us a little bit even how did you figure out, you know, which source was a really good trusted source for you?
So at first what happened, knowing again not a lot, when we found this place in Wisconsin that would make it, they have all of these relationships. So they're like, okay, we could source the – we gave them the ingredients, I gave them the proportions and everything, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can get all of these. Mm-hmm. And they sent us back who they get it from and the purity and of it. And that's how it worked. Now, 4 years later, my CEO, Adi Malik, is like, well, we're going to source our own ingredients. He wants to be more hands-on with that.
So that gives you a sense of quality control.
Correct.
And the impact on that. So, you know, what a journey that you've had to going from, you know, a world and a career in music, the jingles that you've written, and yet here with 120 Life, you talk about more fulfillment from
than anything.
That. What gives you a sense of optimism as you look toward the future? You know, the world around us is chaotic, whether it be politics, everything else. And in a lot of ways, that can drive high blood pressure for
That's exactly right. I will talk to many of your listeners who are wonderful people. I talk to them all the time. Many, some are truck drivers, some are people who listen to the show. And just hearing their stories and actually getting to know them. Mm-hmm. The stress. I talked to somebody yesterday, one of my favorite clients, and who's really stressed out. I'm like, Gene, you gotta lower your stress because it'll raise your blood pressure. And I think some people just hearing that start to realize, okay, you know, in a world where a lot of these things we can't control, but we have to figure out a place that will keep us at somewhat neutral, so we stay healthy. You know.
Well, if you haven't already, you need to go to 120life, 120life.com. And if you use the promo code Dan, you can get 10% off your first order on that. You can order a couple weeks, a whole month. And, you know, it's worth a look. What price do you put on your health? And what an impact of these naturally sourced ingredients that have had massive impacts for people up to, you know, folks dropping their blood pressure 50 points and just an amazing impact. Ira and Tellus, thanks for joining us here on Part of the Answer, 120life.com.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Erman. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.